song before, and I'd forgotten about it, but she's going to help me sing it, and I do need help.
Well, y'all are probably familiar with it. It's been cut, so y'all can sing it.
Yeah.
I quite got the words.
Keith and Kristen Getty did this song. It's a modern day hymn, if you will. Okay.
Guy was delivered from all those demons, mm-hmm. and when Jesus came, they told him to leave. but it was because of fear, right?
Yeah.
I've always wondered why would they, him doing all this big miracle, this guy in this right man. If I've got my story correct, not combining two others. That, but anyway, there's part of it that said that the people urged him to leave, mm-hmm. and that's why. Because I've always wondered, why in the world would you tell him to leave? Look what he did. Yeah.
But he had told the demons to go into the swine. Mm-hmm. The swine ran off into the water.
And you think
they lost their way of living.
Yeah, that's
what I figured.
Yeah, that's good too. That's a good thought too.
Hey, this guy. Yeah. So, and was Jesus learning something from that? To not speak to demons, not negotiate with them.
Yeah. Why were the Jewish people raising pigs?
Well,
it was
this was Galilee, and the
Gaza. You know where they went? They went down that river, you know, and all drowned?
Yeah.
Right across the hill right there was the temple to Zeus. It's the foundation still there.
Yeah. So,
they were doing it for money.
We can't think that everybody in Samaria, in that area, you know, were Jews. You know, there were
Jews. That's true, too. Yeah,
not everybody. Yeah. You know,
that's true, too.
And,
a lot of Christians commit adultery.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I can only imagine that there's other uses for pigs other than food.
That's why.
It's like the pig skin. Where would they get their footballs from? You know? Mm-hmm.
Maybe got shoes from them. Well, I could have gotten shoes from them.
Anyway, so.
And the fertilizer. Anyway.
That's always been a puzzle to me, why people would reject someone who's done a great thing.
Yeah, but you just kind of cleared it up, like she was saying. They were just walking, either because he had done something that made them mad, or they were walking in the fear.
The wrong fear. That's good. That's interesting. There's a lot of passages in the Bible I don't understand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not understand them totally until, you know, Jesus comes or whatever. But we were talking about this with my son, and we were going back and forth and back and forth, and it's just like, we just don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's where our trust comes
from. So, there's places like that in the Bible, and sometimes some of these places, you know, you look up all the commentaries and all the great people that have written, they don't know either. And they admit they don't know.
I just feel like I don't understand it. Like,
they say, we don't know, and nobody else knows, but here's what some people have said, but nobody really knows.
You know, like the centurion, sometimes he's in the city, and sometimes he's not even there. They're just his servants are coming there. You can do certain accounts, but I just don't understand it completely. That's God. He let me know it when I'm supposed to know it. I just trust the Bible's the written word of, inspired word of God.
Well, I think I got that. The key word is authority. That whole thing, the key is authority.
Yeah, you would explain it one way, but I'm not 100% sure with that yet. So.
Okay, all right. Good deal. All right, I believe that.
But I kind of leaned it that way, too. It was just his authority was there, not his person.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, we're talking about inheritance.
Yes.
Inheritance, okay?
Our portion.
And our portion, yes. Mm-hmm. The portion.
Like our psalm says. That's what started it, wasn't it?
That's what got it started. God is our portion, okay? Mm-hmm. So what does it mean that God is our portion? We talked a little bit about Aaron, you know. All the Levites, their portion was God.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had no inheritance in the land.
Yeah.
On the people, they had no land, you know. So they had to depend on God. Where we are, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We have to depend on God.
Yeah.
We may own, you know, a deed, our house is set, but, you know, we still depend on God for our livelihood.
Yeah.
But not many of us go out there and raise all of our food, right?
<Mm-mm>.
You see, so anyway, we as Christians, we depend on God.
Yeah.
He is our portion.
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't raise our food if it wasn't a God. Because he's the one that gives us the seed, the nutrients, the plants, the sunshine, the air, and everything.
As Paul says, one plants, another waters, but God gives the increase.
Amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seed absolutely right about that. So.
Seed.
It's amazing. It is.
Mm-hmm.
So because God is our portion, or should be our portion, you know, it brings to mind a couple of parables that Jesus told. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you remember the parable of the treasure? Man's walking through a field and he notices there's a treasure there. And he goes and sells all that he has so he can buy that field. Mm-hmm. So he could go and get that treasure. Right? Mm-hmm. Because he realized that treasure was worth a whole lot more than everything he had.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything he had, he sold just so he could get that treasure. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, that parable said, I would rather have this than all of that. I'd rather have this one treasure than all of that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it said. guy to make the wise decision. Jesus is saying, this guy make a wise decision. This is the kingdom of heaven. We leave everything we have for God. All of our hopes, all of our dreams, all of our desires, we put them aside and say, I want God. Because He will give me the desires of my heart. All right? And He will lead me in the way I should go. So that's what we're seeing in this parable. And what's the similar? There's a parallel parable. How about that? A parallel parable to that one. And that's the one of the pearl merchant. Right? He's got a big array of pearls that he sells to people, right? But he runs across this one beautiful pearl of great price. He takes his whole inventory and he sells it all so he can get that one pearl of great price. When you're a collector and you wipe out your entire collection just to get that one item, you see, well, that's where we are. Right? We lay it all on the line.
Amen.
That's what the disciples did. Remember, Jesus says, no one can follow me unless they leave my father, mother, sisters, brothers, and
houses
and lands, and all this sort of thing. Leave it all and come and follow me.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And Peter came to him and said, Lord, we have left all that, right? We have done that. You know? He said, well, if you do that, leave all that, come follow me, you will have a multitude of fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers and houses and lands, right? So, and you'll get eternal life. Right? And you'll get eternal life.
Yeah.
So, that, when we do that, we have no provision, do we? When we have get rid of all that we have, right, to get God, we've lost our provisions. So God becomes our provision.
Yeah.
Right? That's what the disciples did. That's what Peter and John and James and all the other disciples did. They left everything. Jesus became their provision.
Yeah.
Now Peter says, Peter, I love Peter. I said, this is the deal. I would rather have him be my portion than all I've got. I've got boats, right? I've got nets. I know where the fish are. All this sort of thing. But I would rather have his portion than what I can do. And when it really come home to Peter was when he was out on the boat at night, him and his James and John and Andrew and all them, they were fishing all night long and caught nothing. Zero. Zilch. And the question in their minds, of course, is, have we fished the lake out? Are they all gone? Have we taken every fish out of this lake and there's nothing left? And now, what are we looking forward to? Right? And so they come to shore, they're cleaning their nets. I don't know what it's dirty of, but they didn't catch any fish, but they're mending their nets, they're cleaning their nets. Jesus comes down, gets in the boat, you know, he talks to the people, and then he says, push out to the deep, put down your nets. And Peter says, you don't understand. We've been fishing all night. We didn't catch a thing.
And think about it. He told them what side to let it down on. Even just where, just where.
That was later on. That was later. That was another time we went fishing. This time, they just push out the deep, put down the deck. They did, against their better judgment, but they did. And they could barely bring in no fish.
Because he told them to let down the nets.
They had to get help. This is a big haul, right? They had a huge haul of fish. And Peter, he recognized, you know, talking about that fear. That fear when you see it, you know, the work of God. Peter ran. Got down before Jesus said, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. I know when someone's got the power to, you know, and when they realize God's in the house, I'm sinful. You become aware acutely of your sin. And man, if God's on the scene and he's doing miracles, he's liable to turn around and say, you know what, by that sin you got, you know. So he was afraid, he said, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And Jesus said, come and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Come and follow me. You know, Peter thinking in his mind, okay, I can keep my boats, I can keep my nets, I can keep my business.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or I can leave it all behind and follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Peter had an easier choice than a lot of us have, because he had just seen a miracle. in a most dramatic way. We don't typically see that.
Mm-hmm.
We typically don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we woke up one morning and we'd lost everything.
Yeah.
All right? And then God suddenly appears and boom, we get a hold of something new. Then that would make it easier for us, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Peter had it kind of easy.
Yeah.
A lot easier, because he had just fished all night and caught nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's wondering if the lake is fished out. You know, what's going on here? You know, I catch nothing all night. And then suddenly, boom, I go out and big hole in that. Where all these fish come from?
Yeah.
You know, man, think. If I go with him, he's not even a professional fisherman. But if I go with him, I'll never go hungry again. I'll never miss a meal.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
But if I stay with me, it's going to be slim picking sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's going to be pretty good, but sometimes it's going to be slim picking. But if I go with him, I'll never have to worry about what I'm going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That makes the choice easier, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a sure bet. It's not even a bet. This is a sure thing, man. Yeah. If he can do this with fish,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
just like that,
mm-hmm.
man, what else can he do? I don't know, but it's going to be.
If you see it that way, yeah.
Yeah. So he says, my inheritance is not fishing.
Yeah.
My inheritance is not these boats. My inheritance is not my house.
Mm-hmm.
My inheritance is him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My inheritance is God.
Mm-hmm.
God is my portion. God is my provision.
Yeah.
Yes.
God is my, that's what we say. God is our portion. God is our provision. He provides everything. He's our inheritance. What do we inherit? Eternal life.
Amen.
Life always with God. If our life is tied to God, and this is a new way of looking at this, if our life is tied to God, we're in Him,
mm-hmm.
we'll die when He dies, right? He died, we'll have to die, right? Because we're in Him.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, or the good thing is, He'll never die.
Yep.
He will never die.
No.
That's why it's eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
If our life is hid in Him,
mm-hmm.
right? Hid in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We're in God.
Yes.
And God doesn't die. Now, we may shed this body. Everybody's going to shed this body eventually. We're going to get a good body.
Mm-hmm.
Incorruptible. But if we're in Him, we'll never die. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's pray over our food. And
thank you,
Lord. We rejoice in the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much for providing for us so abundantly. Thank you for the fellowship of the saints that we can encourage and lift up one another in all things. Father, we just pray that you will be with us in all things, that you'll bless this food as we eat it, bless our fellowship, bless the service today in every church, Father. Bless the service. May you, the Holy Spirit, speak through every preacher and every church in all the world. May they hear the good news of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.